Welcome to the Adventures of Red Knight. For news and updates about the podcast, please visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/redknightstories. Once upon a time, in the faraway Kingdom of Kingdom, there lived a princess and her many knights. All of the knights were strong and brave and bold. But no knight was as strong or brave or bold as...
Red Knight! The greatest knight in all the land.
Chapter 59, Red Knight's Noble Squire. It was a brisk, windy morning in the magical Kingdom of Kingdom, and Green Knight was riding to the castle of Princess Pearl. He pulled his noble steed to a stop just before the castle drawbridge.
Good morning, Bob!
A large, long-limbed creature crawled out from beneath the bridge. It was 10 feet tall, with stony skin covered in tufts of brown fur. Sharp tusks jutted from its bottom lip, and its glowing yellow eyes peered at the knight from beneath a head of shaggy hair.
Oh, good morning, Green Knight. Bob, happy to see you.
Likewise! How has bridge duty been?
Bridge duty just fine. King Dragon tried to sneak in last night, but Bob convinced him to leave.
Wow, really? How did you manage that?
Oh, it not so hard. Bob just picked up Grumpy Dragon Man and threw him over the hill.
Wow, good job, Bob. What about his goblins?
Oh, goblins were very nice. Goblins give Bob top marks for distance of throw, but said form could use some work. Bob got lots of practice throwing them after their boss, and they all said that Bob was much improved by time Bob was done.
Great job, Bob. Gosh, you know what? You would make an awesome knight.
What? Bob a knight? You think so?
Sure! You're big and you're tough and almost as strong as Pink Knight, and you're a certified accountant. I bet you'd make a great tax collector.
Gee, Bob never thought about being a knight. You really think Bob could do it?
Absolutely!
How do you become a knight?
Well, there are two ways to do it, actually. The most common way is to go to knight school. That's what I did.
Oh, Bob not so good at school. Bob desk always too small, and human books are too tiny for Bob to read.
Well, the other way is to become a squire.
What's a squire?
A squire is kind of like an apprentice knight. The knight who makes you his squire is in charge of teaching you everything you need to know about becoming a knight yourself. In return, you help the knight with his chores and adventures.
Oh, Bob liked the sound of that. Would Green Knight be willing to make Bob a squire?
Oh, gee, Bob, I would love to. But I'm actually really busy right now with other projects, and I just don't think I'd be able to give you the attention and quality of instruction that you really deserve. I'm sorry.
Oh, that okay. Bob understand.
But there are lots of other knights around here that I'm sure would be happy to teach you. Why don't you ask one of them?
Bob will. Thank you, Green Knight.
You're welcome. Now, permission to enter the castle?
Permission granted. Have a nice day.
It was a short time later that Bob knuckled his way across the castle courtyard and towards the stables. There he found Pink Knight and her noble steed, Mr. Pickles the Boar.
All right, Mr. Pickles. Sit. Sit.
Sit! No, that's not right. Sit! No, don't eat that. Hey, where do you think you're going? No, 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 no. That's a wall. Ah, shoot!
Hey there, Pink Knight.
Oh, hey, Bob. How's it going?
Bob doing well. Bob was wondering if maybe Pink Knight would like Bob to be Pink Knight's squire.
Oh, my squire?
Yeah, Bob wanted train to be a knight of the kingdom.
That's an awesome idea, Bob.
Bob thought so too. So what do you say? Will you train Bob?
I mean, I would love to. But right now, I'm super busy training Mr. Pickles how to be a noble steed.
Is Mr. Pickles the big pig chasing Mortimer around?
Mr. Pickles, you stop that!
Mortimer is not food! Mortimer, you might want to find a tree to climb!
Hey, Mr. Pickles isn't a monster! He's just hungry!
Anyway, as you can see, I've kind of got my hands full right now.
Bob can see that.
Have you asked Green Knight?
Green Knight busy too. That okay though, cause Bob can ask Red Knight.
I mean, you could try, but lots of people have asked to be Red Knight Squire, and he's turned them all down.
That okay. Bob have a plan. Thank you, Pink Knight.
Sure thing.
Hey, Mr. Pickles, you get out of that tree this instant, and you give Mortimer his hat back.
Bob the Troll made his way to the training grounds, where Red Knight was hard at work practicing his swordsmanship.
Ha-ha! Take this, and that, and that!
Hey, Red Knight!
Oh, hello, Bob! Are you here to spar a few rounds with me? Or perhaps you're just stopping by to admire the peerless technique of the greatest swordsman in all the land?
Actually, Bob wanted to know if Red Knight needed a squire.
What? A squire? You know, I haven't given it any thought recently. Did you have someone in mind?
Bob was thinking Bob. Bob want to be a knight.
And of course, the first name that came to mind was that of the greatest knight in all the land.
Sure. Yeah, I'm okay. Bob definitely asked Red Knight first.
Why, Bob, I am truly honored that you would consider me a worthy teacher. However, I am afraid that I must decline your request. I am simply too busy at the moment.
Red Knight not look too busy.
Ah, it may appear so to the untrained eye. However, I am simply lying in wait, prepared to spring into action at the slightest provocation. At any moment, I might be called into action. The princess might ask me to lift a terrible enchantment, or battle a giant tarantula, or plumb the depths of some grisly thonic tomb.
Wow, being a knight sure sounds like a lot of work.
Indeed. So you see, Bob, though I would no doubt be the greatest teacher in all the land, I must at this time respectfully decline.
Golly, Red Knight, you really are a very cool dude.
Ah, yes, well, it's true.
Bob, truly impressed by Red Knight. Can Bob have Red Knight's autograph?
Why, certainly.
Great! Sign here on this line.
Right here, beneath all these paragraphs of very tiny text?
Yup.
Very well. Ha! There you are, Bob.
Thank you, Red Knight.
It is my very great pleasure. Was there anything else you needed?
That depends on you.
Does it?
Squire Bob, reporting for duty.
Now, Bob, I already told you, I'm not looking for a squire at the moment.
True, but that was before Red Knight signed the contract.
Contract? What contract?
This one right here. It clearly states that Red Knight, that's you, has accepted Bob, that's me, as Red Knight Squire.
What? But you said you were asking for an autograph.
Important lesson for Red Knight. Never sign anything without reading it first.
Good gracious, you tricked me.
Yes, sir.
And now you're my squire?
Yes, sir, Red Knight, sir.
And there's nothing I can do about it?
Red Knight could take contract to court, but as your accountant, Bob would not recommend it. The legal fees would be tremendous.
Oh, threat and bother. Very well. Come along, Squire Bob. We shall begin your training immediately.
Hooray!
Now, our first order of business will be to find you a noble steed. I can't have you slowing me down as I dash off to parts unknown in search of adventure.
Oh, Bob not need no fancy horse to ride. Bob very fast runner.
Fast you may be, but do you seriously think that you could keep up with Flopsy the giant rabbit?
Sure, Flopsy very fast, but Bob can outrun a horse.
Good gracious, really?
Yup. Besides, Bob very big. Where we find noble steed that fit Bob?
That is a good point. However, there is also the issue of style. Who ever heard of a questing knight without a noble steed? It would be ridiculous.
Oh, Bob have idea. Bob be right back.
Bob lumbered away, but quickly returned.
Here we go. Red Knight, meet Sticky. Bob's noble steed.
What? That's not a noble steed. That is a stick horse.
That's right. This way, Bob have noble steed to go on quest, but Bob can still run.
I suppose it will do. It is a pleasure to meet you, Sticky.
Red Knight? Sticky no can talk.
I'm aware of that.
Then why Red Knight talk to Sticky?
Oh, never mind. Now, it is my firm belief that experience is the second best teacher.
What is first best teacher?
Me, obviously.
Oh.
To that end, I shall now take you, Bob, my noble squire, on your first adventure.
Hooray! Bob, very excited. Where are we going?
Who knows? We shall listen for the siren call of adventure and follow it wherever it leads.
Oh, Red Knight, there you are. And good morning, Bob.
Ah, good morning, Princess Pearl.
Good morning, Your Highness.
Red Knight, I have a task for you.
There, you see, Bob? Our beloved princess calls upon us to perform a legendary deed on her behalf. What will it be today, Your Highness? Shall we make battle upon a horde of man-eating zombies? Or perhaps you need us to pluck a feather from the back of a phoenix?
No. Nothing like that. Mrs. Johnson called. Her cat is stuck up in that tree of hers again.
Oh. I don't suppose that an angry druid has brought the tree to life and it's rampaging through the town?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure she would have mentioned that. She just needs help getting Mr. Whiskers down.
Ah, well, hardly the most exciting adventure I've been on, but perhaps it's best that we start small in any case. Come, Bob, to Mrs. Johnson's house with all haste!
Hooray!
Red Knight and Bob rushed away from the castle atop their noble steeds and arrived at Mrs. Johnson's house in a flash.
All right, Bob, it is time to perform today's first act of heroism!
Ooh, Bob, very excited!
As well you might be. A squire's first quest is always a memorable experience. And today we shall face a foe as clever, as ruthless, and as sinister as any monster that has ever haunted the Kingdom of Kingdom.
Is Red Knight talking about the cat?
Mr. Whiskers is not just a cat. He is a demon in the shape of a cat. His claws are like razors, his jaws filled with teeth like needles. And he always climbs to the top of this enormous tree. And it is really quite difficult to get him down without suffering a mauling.
So what do we do?
A good knight never seeks out combat without cause. One should always begin things with a diplomatic approach. Observe, as I attempt to reason with the beast. Ahem. Excuse me, Mr. Whiskers. I am Red Knight, greatest knight in all the land, and I demand that you vacate this tree at once. Don't you take that tone with me. Mrs. Johnson is very worried about you. Now you come down here this instant. You watch your language.
This not working.
No, indeed. Very well. I shall now ascend and pluck this wayward feline from the tree's dappled boughs. Here we go. Yeah. Ha ha! Oh, Red! Ow!
Red Knight not getting very far.
I'm, just warming up. Oh, Red! Who made this tree so slippery?
Does Red Knight want Bob to put Red Knight in tree?
An excellent notion, Bob. It is both right and proper for squires to assist their knights in their adventures. You know, I'm glad I thought of it.
Okay.
I suppose you could just lift me up to that branch there, and then I can...
Bob, have better idea.
You do?
Yup. Bob, just throw Red Knight to top of tree.
Wait, what?
Hold on!
Wait, hold on! I'm not sure this is a good idea!
Oof. There, that was easy.
Easy for you to say!
Does Red Knight see the cat?
Yes, I see him. Meow. Now you see here, you miserable creature. It is time for you to leaf this tree. Huh? Get it? I said leaf instead of leave, because... Oh, good gracious!
Bob think cat not like Red Knight's joke.
Unclaw me at once, you miscreant! Ow! Stop it! Stop it!
Does Red Knight need help?
No! Everything is... Oh! Everything is under control! Ow!
If Red Knight want, he can jump down from tree and Bob will catch him.
Absolutely out of the question! What if you miss?
Bob not miss?
That is a chance I am simply not willing to take. Ah! Ouch! Wait! Oh, wait a moment.
See? Bob catch you.
Very good, Bob. Well done. I trusted you all along, which is why I leapt bravely from the tree with the cat attached to my face and did not fall out of it due to Mr. Whiskers biting my nose.
If Red Knight say so.
I do say so. Now, Mr. Whiskers, to deliver you to... Wait, where are you going? No, come back down here, old threat!
Cat ran back up tree!
Now you see here, you four-legged fiend! You come back down here this very instant! What? How dare you?
Bob have another idea.
Well, by all means, let's hear it, because I do not want to go back up that tree.
Bob very tall and very strong. Bob just bend tree like this.
Good gracious!
And grab cat. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Oh! Uh-oh.
Good gracious! Mr. Whiskers just shot off through the air! My word, you really sent that cat flying. He's careening over the city.
It looked like Cat going to make it all the way back to the castle.
Indeed it does. In fact, it appears as if he's going to crash into...
What a tarnation! Who threw a cat through my window?
Oh, dear. Right into Purple Knight's tower.
That not good.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Purple Knight loves having unexpected guests. He's a very friendly fellow once you get to know him.
Last time Bob said hello to Purple Knight threw books at Bob.
Oh, that's just his way of showing affection. If he did not like you, he would have tried to turn you into a jellyfish or something. Now come along. We don't want to keep Mr. Whiskers waiting.
Was that thunder?
Thunder? Of course not. It's a bright sunny day. There's not a cloud in the sky.
Bob, have bad feeling about this.
Red Knight and Bob rushed back to Princess Pearl's castle and stood at the foot of Purple Knight's tower. They peered up at the wizard's broken window.
You hear that?
Good gracious, you are right. That is thunder.
Dag nabbit, catch him!
Me, 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 me!
So what if he's flying? Use a net or something.
They sound busy. Maybe we come back later.
Nonsense! Hello, Purple Knight? Are you there? It is I, Red Knight, the greatest knight in all the land.
And Bob, greatest squire in all the land.
Huh? Red Knight? What do you want? I'm kind of busy.
Ah, there you are. I don't suppose you've seen, a fluffy white cat with a palpable aura of murderous intent that may have recently crashed through your window.
Of course I have! That little bag of fleas interrupted a very delicate magical experiment! This is your fault, isn't it?
No, it's Bob's fault.
Now, you're my squire, which means that I bear some of the responsibility.
Well, whoever it was that done it, I got a big heavy book here with your name on it!
See, Bob told you so.
Purple Knight, if it isn't too much trouble, could you or Mortimer bring Mr. Whiskers down so that we can take him back home? His mummy misses him dearly for some reason. Good gracious, is that thunder coming from your tower?
It's funny you should ask.
It is?
Now wait a moment. When you say funny, do you mean ha-ha, we're all going to laugh sort of funny? Or ha-ha, I'm about to say something very upsetting sort of funny?
Closer to the second one.
I thought so. All right, let's hear it.
So remember how that cat flew in here when I was in the middle of a top secret magical weather changing experiment?
I remember some of that, yes.
And remember how it flew into my big old cauldron filled with magical hex juice?
Bob, not remember that part.
And remember how it floated out of the cauldron and began blasting Mortimer with magical bolts of lightning that made him grow fur?
I most certainly do not. Good gracious!
Was that lightning?
Of course it was lightning! Haven't you been listening to what I was saying?
I assume you're working on some sort of counterspell to strip the cat of its newfound magical powers?
Well, I was until you started pestering me! Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta... Yowza!
Good gracious! Purple Knight just got blasted by a bolt of lightning!
And look, now Purple Knight covered in fur!
Huh. Well, that wasn't so bad now, was it? How do I look? Not bad. Yeah, not too bad.
Oh, are we lying now? Okay. Looking good, Purple Knight.
Look, there's Mr. Whiskers. He just flew out the window.
Cat can fly now? That not good.
Now, you see here, Mr. Whiskers, that is quite enough of all this lightning nonsense. I insist that you forego any further magical shenanigans and come down here right this instant.
Red Knight will go!
Good gracious! That miserable feline just tried to blast me with lightning!
Good thing Bob's standing way!
My goodness, Bob, are you hurt?
Bob hurt? No way! Bob is troll. Troll's very resistant to magic stuff.
Well, that's a relief.
Uh-oh, that cat causing lots of trouble.
He's blasting everything in sight! Look, the roof of the castle just sprouted a head of hair! There, the courtyard fountain is sporting a rather stylish beard.
Red Knight, what's going on?
What did you do?
Not to worry, Green Knight. Everything is under control.
Is it? Because the croquet court just grew fur.
Bob, no want to have to shave castle. What are we gonna do?
You will no doubt be relieved to know that I have a plan. Purple Knight, you keep working on a counterspell.
You ain't the boss of me.
Purple Knight? Seriously?
All right. Yes, you people are grumpy today.
And what do we do?
Here's the plan. Green Knight and I shall run out there and distract Mr. Whiskers.
Aw, jeez.
While he is distracted, Pink Knight will throw Bob, who will catch Mr. Whiskers, and bring him to Purple Knight.
But wouldn't it be better if Bob threw Pink Knight?
Due to his trollish ancestry, Bob is immune to the cat's magical lightning. That means he can safely hold Mr. Whiskers without any risk to his person.
But will Pink Knight be able to throw Bob that far?
What, this little guy? Easy peasy. I hope you boys brought tickets to the gun show.
Flex.
Oh, Red Knight, Bob afraid of heights.
Overcoming one's fears is an important step on the road to becoming a knight. Now, is everyone ready?
Woohoo! Let's do it!
Very well. Come, Green Knight, let us get that cat's attention.
Oh boy, all right.
You there, flying magic cat!
Bet you can't hit us with your lightning!
Oh, gracious!
Run! Run!
I'm starting to think that this was a bad idea.
You think?
Now is not the time for sarcasm, Green Knight.
Oh, really? Because it seems like the perfect time to me. Holy cow, that was close.
Pink Knight, now.
You ready, Bob?
No, Bob, not ready.
Too bad. Yeah.
Bob, no like her.
Catch him, Bob. Catch him.
Wow, what a catch.
Ha-ha, fantastic.
Red Knight? Who's gonna catch Bob?
Ah, that is a good question.
Look, he landed in the croquet court.
Oh, that fur it grew acted as a cushion.
Bob, are you all right?
Bob okay, but Bob never doing that again. Silly cat, that tickles.
What a splendid job. Good teamwork, everyone. That is quite enough out of you.
And so, Bob the Troll delivered Mr. Whiskers to Purple Knight. They gave the ferocious feline a very thorough bath in Purple Knight's enchanted cauldron and were extra careful to scrub away all the magical residue from the cat's fur. After that was done, Red Knight and Bob delivered Mr. Whiskers to Mrs. Johnson, who thanked them for bringing her little fur baby home safe.
So, Bob, what do you think? Did you still wish to become a knight?
Bob thinks so. It a lot more work than Bob thought. Bob no think he ready to be knight yet, but maybe Red Knight can take Bob on more adventures.
Certainly! You are a magnificent squire. Together, we delivered Mr. Whiskers home safe and with nary a whisker out of place. All's well that ends well, thanks to Red Knight, the greatest knight in all the land.
And Bob, too.
Hey! Why is my castle covered in fur? Red Knight, did you do this?
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
The end. Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Red Knight. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, please visit us online at redknightstories.com. We'll see you next time.